Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the After Class Show. I'm your Thursday host, Anna. And with me today, for like the sixth, maybe seventh time now, I have Ava, and I hope you're not tired of her voice yet because I'm starting to.
Yay! I hope not.
I am. I just couldn't get any other of our friends to be on that episode.
We're getting busy now.
I'm kidding. I love talking to Ava because I lied. So right now we're actually, you may be wondering, Anna, why is the audio level like this? Why is it really weird and stupid? Well, push comes to shove. We need to work with what we have. And right now we're in an individual study room, recording at the library, and I love it. I think they're so comfortable. I love working here. I think I raved about it on the last episode.
The but like, ambiance is,
yeah,
it's nice.
I love turning off the light and then just having like the desk.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. I saw it and I was like, oh, let's try this out.
It's so pretty. Like,
I know.
It.
I was
like,
studying
I
econ here. It was so nice.
This is so nice. Like this room specifically. What room?
I'm
is
telling
this?
You,
I don't
not
know
this one.
Is.
Not this one. Fifth floor. Go to the
really?
Fifth floor, the individual one. I like when the desk is like this. I hate when the desk is here. I don't like when people see what I'm doing.
Behind, and you can't see.
Yeah, I can't see. If,
I
like people.
This
I don't like my back against people. You know what I mean?
Stabbed in the back.
Exactly. Anyways, so, again, I don't know what we're going to talk about this week. I searched, like, I have some, like, basic topics, and then I got to the point where I searched up conversation starters. So from a website, I have 101 questions to like start conversation. But first, let's talk about some like actual things.
Hang on.
Yeah. So starting off, first point on my list, I have poster sale.
Woo!
Are you going to get anything from the poster sale?
I want to today. I want to go because I saw, I don't like the massive, massive ones, but there's some really small ones that I do like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would fit the vibe of my room a little bit.
Which ones?
Oh, I don't know the names. I didn't spend enough time there to know the names. But I do like the flower ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the art as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there, some of them are too big. It's like, I don't want a massive thing on my wall.
See, that's the thing. Like, I, like, the small ones, I've convinced myself I can print them myself.
True.
So, like, I want, like, something big because, I don't know, like, it'll probably cost the same to get at, like, Staples, right? To print it out yourself. Do you see there was like, because I went to this, you know how there's those Van Gogh like immersive things,
yeah,
where they play? There was another one I went to a Klimt one, and they had some of his art at the poster sale. It's
really?
So pretty. If you search him up, his paintings are stunning.
How do you spell his name?
K-L-I-M-T.
I-M-T.
Yeah, Klimt. I never like really cared about artists because yeah,
wow,
they had some of his stuff as a poster and I was like, I don't know if I should get it or not.
The Stav?
Yeah, he's from I think Austria. His thing, that it was so pretty.
He uses a lot of yellows,
yeah,
gold, and
yeah,
oranges.
There's a lot of naked women.
Are there? I don't see any naked women.
Oh, well, that's most of his paintings.
Oh,
but like they're so pretty. And he uses, like, just the colors that he uses. And there's, like, flowers. And, like, it's so nice. But there was a bunch of stuff there. I think there's a lot of his and Van Gogh. And I think that's just because of the, like, the stuff that they do. They're doing in Toronto. And then people are, like, starting to get more interested.
I think you're lying. I don't have any naked women coming up on my computer.
Literally, Google his inspiration is just, like, the female body. Like,
oh! Okay.
No, but it's, like, a lot of, it's a lot of. So, if you're going to search him up, that's a trigger warning. so,
like on a
what are you going to search up? Naked woman painting? Like, a lot of it, yeah, there's, like, this really famous one. It's, like, this woman holding her kid next to her. And then there's this, anyways, he has really nice paintings. I got myself two posters. The first one I got, it is a A$AP Rocky and Tyler, the Creator, because they're my favorite, celebrities. Well, yeah, I like them. They're great. And then I finally got this poster that I've been wanting for like a couple of years now. It's the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie poster. And I saw this one TikToker have it on her wall and I was like, I want it. It looks nice. It fits the vibe. I just wish they had a Kill Bill one. They have Pulp Fiction, which is like, okay, that's a bit overrated. Unpopular opinion. It wasn't that good. It was okay, but I didn't like the chronological.
What's it about? I don't even know. I have no idea.
It's like
these two
hitmen.
Wait, let me search up summary.
It's literally following two hitmen. Like, I never expected it. But the thing is, we learned about this in film class, and I can't remember the name of it specifically. Either way, the timeline is, like, it's all over the place. I think that's why, like,
it's a collection of stories.
Yeah. So, like, it's from, like, their perspectives. The two guys. I think it's, like, John Travolta, and who's the other one? George Washington. George Washington's the president. Oh, my gosh, that's embarrassing. Washington.
Who is the character?
No, the actor. Search up cast. Pulp Fiction cast. It's John Travolta and some Washington guy. Yes, it is.
I don't have a single Washington here.
Okay, go back. Oh my god, Samuel L. Jackson.
Why did you think that was?
Because there's some other actor with Washington as the last name, I swear.
This is not even Washington, it's Samuel
L. Jackson. I know, I'm sorry. Anyways.
Moving on.
Yeah,
that's a crime drama. Why did I know about that?
I know, when I first watched it, I didn't expect it. Just because of...
The character called Honey Bunny.
Yeah.
The fourth man. And Maynard.
Yeah. Anyways, it's... Yeah. Next thing I have is Starbucks drink recommendation.
Why would you put that down? You know, I don't know.
I know, I wanted to give mine. I put Deva onto the Double Dirty Chai. And I was like, you're gonna like it. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, what do you want? Like something sweet? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, get this. And I ordered it for him. Like, okay, I don't know how good it's gonna be. And he tries it, and he has the biggest smile on his face.
That's so
And I was like, everybody likes this drink. So, listeners, this is like my fifth time recommending it. Get yourself a large iced chai latte with 2 shots of espresso and vanilla cold foam.
It's so good. I can vouch for it. It's really
And today,
really good.
You know what I tried? I tried the brown sugar oat shaken, something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It's so good. I got it with vanilla cold foam. Vanilla cold foam takes
like
any drink like to the next level. Like, just try it. Oh my god, but the chai one in the fall time, I used to get it with the pumpkin
yeah.
cold foam. That you had that one before,
I had
right?
The pumpkin,
we
yeah.
When they did it, that's the best one. Vanilla's like the next one, but pumpkin.
Can you believe that you were ordering my Starbucks in October?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember us being that close enough to... But I remember you ordered my pumpkin drinks.
I think because you wanted, like, to try something, and I was like, just get this.
Probably.
I remember that, and then you
just... There's also a character in Pulp Fiction called Pumpkin. But Tim Roth...
Who's Tim Roth?
I don't know, but his name is Pumpkin in the movie.
Oh, Pumpkin Cold Foam, yeah, okay.
I thought that was a good segue there to bring
I was like, what is the correlation?
I've got it up in my
computer. It has a really good soundtrack, though. I think a lot of Tarantino movies have a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Especially Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because they throw in, like, commercials. Like, really,
what?
Like, old-style commercials.
Oh.
I have a couple of them saved just because I like listening to them. But anyways, that's my Starbucks drink recommendation. Next, our silly little trip to Fairview plus masks off.
Oh, yeah.
One day we decided, it was Ava, Sadie, our friend Ishan, and I, and we went to Waterloo Park. And... because we needed to go outside. And we played with the football, we played with the frisbee, it was great. And then I saw the Ion? And I was like, let's get on it and see where it takes us. And they're like, no. And I'm like, yes. So we went on it all the way to the terminal station. I don't know if that's what it's referred to here, right?
No.
No? What do they call it?
Like, the stations are just called stations.
No, but the last station, that's like a terminal station.
Fairview.
Yeah, but like... This is a terminal station. Be prepared to leave the bus or, like, leave the train.
Oh, I... Yeah, I guess.
Because, like, the last... It's a terminal station.
Okay. I take your word for it.
Anyways, we went to Fairview. And this is the day that, like, mask mandates were lifted.
So, yesterday? 2 days ago?
Two days ago.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago. Wow.
What were we doing yesterday? Oh,
yesterday
Twilight.
Was. Watching Twilight.
Yeah, so we went in there without our masks, and how did you feel?
I felt, like, weird. It was, like, a weird, it was surreal, honestly. I was, and, like, I don't want to be one of those people, because people are like, oh, people are so quick to take off their mask. I just felt, like, testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt empowering. But
I felt naked.
I feel like, I know, but I looked good on Monday, so it doesn't matter.
No, like, I
can't complain.
Like, when I took it off and I walked in, my face felt cold.
Yeah. And we were, weren't we having, like, a hard time breathing or something? Because the moisture from our masks wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was something like that. I was talking to Sadie. I was like, it feels so weird.
Yeah.
Because we're just breathing out, but we're not, like, feeling that breath anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's, like, we're not feeling the breath.
Yeah.
In our mask.
Yeah, and a bunch of people still had it on, but, like, a lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't.
It was, like, I can't make, like, weird faces under my mask. I can't mutter things under my
I
breath
know
anymore.
It's so, it sucks, because when we were at, what was it, the jean store.
American Eagle.
The girl came up behind us, and she's like, how are you guys doing? I turn around with, like, the most dead face, and she looks at me, and I realize, like, what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just looking like, why is this girl talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually when I have my mask on, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I need to work on my, like, public etiquette now.
I'm not going, like, I don't know what I'm going to do at my work.
I'm worried about going to work.
I'm just
the amount of questionable customers I've had, and, like, I can't, like, just be like.
No, but that's the thing. I started working
mm-hmm.
during the pandemic, so nobody's seen my face.
Face reveal.
I know, but I don't want a face reveal.
Oh my gosh, wait, me too. No, but I think they've seen me before, during lunch breaks.
We don't schedule our lunch breaks, like, together.
No, we don't either, but, like, you ever go to, like, the break room and, like, you see people without their masks and you sometimes...
No, because we have a second floor that our break room is on, so you actually have to, like, go out of your way to go up to the break room.
Okay,
so
well,
you don't,
yeah, us too.
I don't know, but, like, I don't see that many people when I go up.
Oh.
And I don't see anybody when I'm eating.
Oh.
I don't know. It's weird. But on the 21st, I was at McDonald's. And it was at, like, 12 o'clock,
oh.
right? Did we tell you about this? So, right at 12 o'clock, we're getting our food. And this guy, who works there, starts just going up to everybody. He's like, you can take off your masks now. It's, like, it's the 21st. Like, it's 12:01. You're okay to take off your mask. Like, please, like, you can take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going up to everybody in the store. Like, the store, the restaurant. He's going to every single
one. It's
store.
Not a restaurant.
What do you, fast food chain? I don't know. But... He's going up to everybody. He's like, you can take off your mask. It's 12:01. I'm like, okay. Thanks. I'm, like, leaving
okay.
already. Anyway, but it was, yeah. It was just funny seeing so many people get so excited about it.
Yeah. I'm excited about it, though.
Did you hear that our school, our masks are coming off on May 1st?
What?
Yeah.
I thought they were keeping it till the end of the year, they said.
May 1st. So the next, so spring semester.
Oh,
so,
we'll be, like, gone by then.
We'll be gone. So, September, we need to glow up by then.
Oh my gosh,
oh
I need to take
God.
Care of myself in the summer.
You need to get a hair done.
I'm gonna get highlights. I'm gonna, like,
I'm gonna need
let's
a,
clear this up.
I know, I would need, I need, because I've got scarring, I need, what is it, the peel, the skin peel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I can't pick it. I gotta, like, actually let it, like, peel off.
Yeah.
Gotta do that. That's gonna be...
Gotta start investing in myself.
I gotta do my eyebrows too. I haven't done my eyebrows in a week.
You mean like pluck them?
Yeah, look at them. They're kind of just growing.
Look at my eyebrows.
Your eyebrows are nice. Everybody, Anna has really nice eyebrows. I'm just gonna let you guys know.
Are you serious?
You do. And you don't even do anything to them too.
Yeah.
I know. And it pisses me off because I have to like actually do shit.
No, but
them.
I like, I feel like I need to like clean. Like,
no,
when people say
they're
like
really good. Like, they're really good.
Are you serious?
Mine go. Mine, like, grow on my eyelid. Like, it, like they're traveling. Do you see them?
Oh,
like,
I
they're
see.
Traveling down.
But you can't tell.
From far. I,
isn't
I
that
it,
painful? Like, I tried it
bad.
Once. Like, the most I'll do is, like, in between here when there's, like, the very
yeah.
little ones.
I don't, like, I don't have good tweezers. My mom does. So sometimes I'm like, hey, can I put tweezers and just quickly do it? But it hurts. I usually get them waxed. I haven't
Ooh.
Gone in, like, years. So.
I want to, like, just, like, I have so much peach fuzz.
I know. I do too. I just got one of those like derma things,
mm-hmm. What does that do?
It's like those little knives for your face, like for your peach fuzz. Oh. I know it's not like good for you.
That's not good for you, just because like it'll grow. Like people are like, it's not gonna grow back thicker. It's gonna grow back thicker.
But I thought the whole grow back thicker thing is because you're just shaving it like on an angle. Like that's the same with like leg hair too.
Really?
Like it's because you're doing like such a blunt. Because think about it, the difference between shaving and waxing is that waxing. It, like, grows. You know how, like, it's shaped like this?
No, shaving, you still have the thing inside. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
So it's like that. So
waxing, you're chopping it. But wax, you rip it out.
Yeah. So it grows back, like, really thin. But.
You know what I want to do, though? I want to get, threaded.
I heard
that's painful, but I heard it's really good.
No, it's not. No, please don't. I used to get threaded before I got waxed.
Really?
Please do not get threaded. Why? It is such a painful experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, beauty is pain, isn't it?
This kind of pain is not, like...
Does it, like, sting?
Yes, and the thing is that they go so fast, right? So they're twisting the wire on your skin, and they just rip, and they, you know, and it's just, like, continuous. But with wax, at least it feels good, like, because it's warm, right? And then they go, whoop, and then they, like, press down on your, like, pressure, so it feels good. It's the same thing, though, because waxing and threading, they're the same, like, they got the same vibe.
In fact, yeah.
But the threading... It's scary. Like, I mean, I guess I was a kid, too. I have really gnarly eyebrows, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I had really bad eyebrows. I still do, but.
When did you start, like, waxing and stuff?
I had really bad eyebrows, and people would notice, like, unibrow and shit. Oh.
That's fine. I don't think they heard it.
I don't think they heard it either.
I'm just gonna mark it down just in case. Okay, continue.
But, but I used to have really bad eyebrows. I think I got them, like. 12, 11.
Oh my gosh, like that's 12, so 13, early.
Something like that. Yeah, I had bad eyebrows. Because I got bullied about them. Like, I got bullied about everything. That's my thing.
That's...
People would just bully me.
Oh my gosh.
I was a weird kid, though. So.
That, no. That, people used to bully me about my arm hair. Like, all the time.
What?
In kindergarten. No, like, I know that it's, like, long.
No,
but like,
arm hair is normal. I've got
not like this much. My arm hair, maybe I just grew into it, but it used to be like long.
Really?
It got like shorter, I guess. Or again, I grew into it.
It doesn't look bad at all.
But the thing is, like, I used to, what is it? Like, people would always comment on it, right? I stopped wearing t-shirts for like a good couple of years just because I got like, I couldn't. It was that bad.
Oh my God.
It was that bad. But then, like, I finally was like, you know what? I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
kids are cruel. Kids are so cruel.
I got bullied about what I, like, wore.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
I'm not going to tell you this, but, maybe we should tell. Okay, as a kid, I would have the severe side part, but, it gets worse. I would also pair it with a low side pony.
Aww.
And I would wear that every day. Can you imagine? With, like, a severe side part and, like, a low. But, like, it was bad. Like, it was, like, up here. It was like, a high side pony.
It's not bad. You're a kid, though.
But that was enough to, like, make people not like me. And then I would wear, like, I used to wear the Ardene, like, crocheted pants.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? They look like sweaters, like, you know, like, that crisscross, like, kind of pattern that you can see all over.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, that along the legs. So they were, like, almost, they looked knitted, they weren't, but those were those.
Mm-hmm.
I can safely say I did not wear galaxy pants or anything galaxy.
Thank God. Thank God.
I was not one of those kids. I was just an unfashionable kid. That's the difference between me and that.
Like, I wasn't unfashionable because my mom... Like, she wouldn't let me leave that house looking a certain way. She doesn't even let me, like, be in the house looking a certain way. Like, I had, at one point, my friend, she got me this tie-dye hoodie. I loved it. My mom, all the time, she's like, oh, don't wear it inside. You look homeless. I don't want to see you in that sweater. And I was like, what's the problem? I'm at home. Like, it doesn't matter what you wear at home. Like, she was very, like, she wasn't very strict about what I wore, but, like,
she would tell you what wasn't. Like,
yeah, she's like, oh, go change.
Yeah.
Even to this day, she's like, so now I'm at university. I'm like, I can wear what I want. Like, I've been looking forward to this so much.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
I haven't. I used to go to uniform school, so I.
Me too.
You did.
High school, yeah.
You have, like, nice clothes. I just wear my sweats most of the time. Like, 99%
of the time. I try to, like, I, like, growing up, I would just wear all that. Like, I wouldn't. Like, now I, like, actually want to try to, like, look nice and put in
effort. Thank you. Thank you, Anna. You're so nice to me.
You got the nice out of the way. Now you can be comfortable for me. Like, you've done your job. You can relax now. You're pulling it off. I can't pull it off when I... Because I, like... It's just worse when I do it because I'm tall and I look like this, like...
You look good,
big, sweats. Friendly giant. Like... I want, like, a nice, like, sweatsuit, though. Like, I'll see girls with, like,
matching.
Those, like, yeah. Like I like those.
Like, the velvet.
Ew.
Okay, good.
You like those?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I was just thinking, like,
I
when
hate
you say
those.
Matching, that's all I think of. Is, like, those.
Velvet. What brand was it? That
Kappa.
Did... No. It's, like,
I hate when everybody wore matching Kappa. Oh, Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture.
I like those, though. Oh,
but that's velvet. It's not Juicy
Yeah,
Couture.
But it's, like, I like the little design. Yeah. Like, on the back of the sweater when they put the Juicy. Or I hate when it says that on the butt, though.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. These
I
are so
like
ugly. Oh, my God.
What? Okay,
the
do
Juicy
you know
is
what
on all of their butts.
I That part I don't like, but I like the sweaters. I was so... My cousin, back, I don't know how many years ago, this was a while ago, I was maybe, like, 10 or 11. When she was in high school, I think, she had... For her bag, instead of her backpack, because everybody was bougie where she's from.
Mm-hmm.
She's from, like, what, Staten Island. Like, it's not even that big. She had a Juicy Couture, like, this purse that she took to school. Like, that was her bag. It was, like, this big, like, Juicy
bag.
Tote bag. And I was like, I want to be like that so badly. What do I have now? My free Neo credit card tote bag. My black JanSport bag that every third person has. Like,
I've got gray. I'm a little different.
No. Everybody has that one, too.
No! I saw somebody on the bus that had mine.
I had a maroon one before. In, like, grade 8. You know, like, the dark red?
Yeah.
That was my favorite color for a good couple years. Oh, it's still...
It literally is.
No, but I love, like, red. I love pink. Oh, pink is so nice.
Is
I just...
Nice.
I really like light pink, but I can't wear it because it just blends in.
I like light pink, but I can't either.
You would look...
No,
you
it
would
makes
rock...
me look too... It makes my skin look...
No, you know, look
like
good.
Yellow.
Green.
Green. Because
I think you're like olive toned.
Yeah.
So green would be really nice on you, like a dark green.
Hopefully.
Like this.
I always get worried that I look too, like, yellow, like orange. Because
mm-hmm.
I've got those undertones. I've seen a couple of, like, photos as a kid. I'm like, oh, like, I looked weird.
It's fine. I'm, like, red all the time. Like, I'm, like, red and pink. Like, I get that from my mom, though, so thanks, Mom. Like, I turn red so easily. I hate it because, like, I'll, like in certain social situations, like, I can, like, act chill, but my face tells it all. Like,
yeah.
Even, like,
yeah.
During, like, presentations and stuff, I don't have a big problem with presenting to large crowds,
yeah.
But I will start tearing up. My face will turn red.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. And I don't know, like, I can feel my face heat up, and I don't know if other people can see that, but I'm pretty sure they can. So.
No, I got nothing from my mom. You've met my mom, have
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm.
Have you? My mom.
Once.
My mom is blonde, like every other.
But you're blonde.
In my family, not as blonde. Like I'm talking, her name.
Naturally.
Like yeah, all of them are like platinum blonde, which is crazy.
Mm.
They've got blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
blue and green, like all of that side of the family, and they're pale and like.
Mm-hmm.
They have nice skin.
She the German one.
No, she's not the German. My dad's the German. So my dad's family is
What's
all
your
really...
Mom?
My dad's family is all brown eyes, brown hair,
uh-huh.
you know, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. And so I got my dad's side, which...
I wish I got my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's... Both sides of family, they're good looking, but I think I'm just an awful combined Frankenstein of the two.
Oh, no.
And, you know, but, like... My dad has black hair.
Oh.
Black and curly hair. But he, like, he
Imagine
cut, like,
you
he...
got the curls.
I know. And I have the red hair genetic from both sides of the family. And, like, that's, like, the blonde one, too. So that's why I turned out blonde. I didn't, like, have black hair.
I can't even believe you. Like...
But the thing is, like, my dad, like, he, like, I told
hair.
Him, I was like, grow out your hair. He's like, no. Like, he buzzes it so that it doesn't curl.
Oh, come on.
But, like,
he
showed
so...
me pictures when he was younger. Afro.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I wish I was like that. I got, like...
No, you can't even
the
complain.
Face,
you
the
have...
face is, like, my dad... This is my mom's nose.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not content. Nobody can see us.
Oh, my God. I just realized we're recording. Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
Oh,
we're just, if you want to know what I look like, I'm basically just...
Wait, should I describe you? Because I don't...
No, you'll describe yourself and I'll correct it. If there's anything...
Okay, I'm tall, I have a round face, I have a big nose with a bump on it, I have blue eyes that everybody says are green, I have dark blonde hair that's long.
Really long.
Really?
Yeah, I consider it very long hair.
Really?
Like, it's very... When it's past the shoulder...
What? Shoulders?
Like,
short.
No, okay.
I think it's
when it's past, like, here. When it's past, like, yeah.
Your, like, chest?
Yeah.
Then it's...
She's got long hair. Long blonde hair.
Rapunzel. You see, our friend's roommate's hair?
No.
Her hair? This girl
oh,
that
yes,
we know,
I do know.
To her hip. Below
her
head. Her
hair is so pretty.
And I told, it's so nice. And I told her, I was like, how long does it take you to wash your hair? Because for me, it takes like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Her
okay,
hair.
Maybe not like 15 minutes. I'm exaggerating
but
that.
But like, yeah.
For her, it probably takes 15 minutes.
Her hair
like,
is
it's
so
that long.
It's so nice, too.
Yeah, she
and
takes
how,
care
hair,
of it.
What hair care does she?
I don't know. No, that was that left.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we have like two monitors. We're really not gonna get to any of our
It's
questions.
Fine, it's fine, it's fine.
But anyways, that's what I look like.
Yeah, I feel like your eyes are more blue-gray than green.
Really?
I think people say green because they're not
because there's
blue.
Green in the middle.
Oh, is that what makes it look... It looks like a gray-blue to me.
Wow, thank you.
Fun fact, gray is, I think, the rarest eye color.
I think it was pink.
Rarest eye color? I used to
pink
love
is the
purple.
Tone.
No, the purple. That's a thing.
Purple what? Purple eyes? That's not a thing.
That's a thing. It's a medical condition.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Pink eyes. That's also a medical... Oh, wait. No, not pink eye. I meant, like... That's not what I meant. Podcast.
Purple eyes.
Purple eyes? What medical condition?
I don't know. I used to research it because I thought it was so cool. It's called...
That is not real.
No, this isn't real. I know.
No
like
way.
I thought it started with, like, a V or something.
Vitiligo?
No.
That's just when the discoloration of the skin...
It's Alexandra's genesis. Alexandra's genesis. I don't know. Yeah, so it says, like... Oh, wow. Oh, this can't be real.
Huh.
Oh, no, this is real. Because I remember this as a kid. So, they've got purple eyes, or, like, after, like, birth.
Mm-hmm.
Paler skin. Apparently, like, just, like, really good, like... Like proportioned bodies,
mm-hmm.
Absence of body hair,
oh.
high levels of fertility, but with they don't menstruate. Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
No, that's fine.
But
it's
yeah.
Medical.
Yeah, and then they have like really good immune systems. But I don't know if this is real because some of these photos are stupid. But
yeah, that one was a bit.
No, some of these are like edited.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
cases...
that's cool. I would want.
Apparently,
always...
you die really early.
Oh.
If you have it. If, like, because you're, like, literally perfect. Because, like...
Oh, but if you get, like, sick, then you're done?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why they die early.
But if you have, like, a really good immune system, then you should, like, survive.
Alexandra's genesis. Death age? Wait, what do I say?
Oh, there's a mortality.
Mortality, yeah.
Wow. You guys are learning medical stuff. This is like a medical episode.
Let's see. Is this real? I can't tell. Oh, it's a fake condition.
Well, yeah, obviously. Purple
Wait,
eyes.
I was like obsessed with this too as a kid. I was like, this is so cool.
You guys, I'm sorry. You just had a lot of misinformation thrown at you.
Yeah, my bad. Wait.
Ava, you're not invited to the next
I'm so
episode.
Sorry.
You're confusing
I can't
the
believe it. I should have guessed it by the fact that it was called somebody's name, but I thought it started with a V. I thought it was like something. Fine. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, I have brown eyes. I've got brown hair.
Brown eyes? I thought they were like, oh, it's just like light brown.
Like light brown, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted brown eyes.
Okay, you can stop talking now because I would like to have your eyes. We can switch eyes.
I, like, genuinely, I think brown eyes are so beautiful to everybody, because I used to have friends that would, like, complain about them all the time, but I think it's so cool, because they're, like, dark and, like, deep, and when you look into them, it's like, ooh.
Aren't blue eyes, are a sign of inbreeding?
No!
Dang. The gene for blue eyes is recessive, so you need both of them to get blue eyes. That's why it's a thing. Shows that there was an inbreeding.
Oh, well.
It's okay. It's all
right.
It's
there is none right now in my family, so we should be good. But anyways. You have brown eyes. You have short, dyed brown hair. There's nothing else to you. I think you just have...
I'm of average height. I'm of average size.
What is average?
I'm shorter than you.
Yeah, I'm tall. Like, I'm like... How tall are you? You're like 5'6"?
I feel, yeah, 5'6", maybe 5'7".
Yeah, I'm 5'10". But I used to, like, not like my height just because, like, I was bullied for that. But now it's like, you know what?
Rock it. It's a good thing. Like, people admire that. Like, it makes you, like, noticeable in a good way.
In a good way?
No, in a good way.
Dang. You know, I'm, like, the same height as Kendall Jenner. She's this tall.
Really?
Which is, like, it's weird to think because if I see her, like, I don't...
If you see her,
I don't know, maybe, like, on the street or something. If I see her, like, I'm not gonna think she's tall.
Yeah.
That's, like, the weird thing. That's like, funny. It's, like, I'm gonna see her as, like...
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Same with, like... Like, that's a weird thing about, like, short celebrities. Like, I don't imagine some celebrities to be short. Like, you know, Ariana Grande's time.
Tom Holland.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about Zendaya and Tom Holland? They're so cute.
No, we have to get to our question.
They're so cute.
We're just ranting.
Oh my, dude, we spent like 10 minutes talking about genetics. Okay, anyways, guys, let's get to the... get to the questions. What?
We have to ask them if they'd be interested in us setting up an Instagram of just stuff to talk about. We wouldn't post any photos of, like, faces, but we'd post, like, our office space in here. I'm so down to do that because I want to, like, actually, like, do stuff. Because I'm only bringing this up is because one of the other after class people, they also have an Instagram, and I like looking at their stuff as well. So I was inspired. Maybe we should. I think we could, just for fun.
I should have my own show.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need people to follow you on Instagram to get your own show.
I can have that. That's not hard. I network a lot. I gotta make a LinkedIn.
I need to make a LinkedIn.
Oh, too. We should make a LinkedIn together.
Okay. I have any good photos.
We'll get our friend to help us.
Who? Oh. No, I have no idea who.
I'll tell you later. Because she's really good at it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, hers is, like, super professional.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about. I think she showed me it. It's, like, that good that she shows people it.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to the questions. Number one, how often do you switch phones?
Switch phones?
Yeah.
Like, whenever I break it. I mean, whenever it gets crappy.
Then you get a new phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about you? How often do you switch
phones? I've had this phone since grade 9. And instead of get, like, the battery was just dead, but I hate the phones with, like, no home button. I don't know how to use them. I literally don't know how to use your phone.
It took me a minute.
Sort of figure it out, but, like, I struggle with it so much, and I was like, this is too precious for me. So I just keep my silly little iPhone 7. And I replaced the battery, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
This phone's with me for the long run.
Yeah. Honestly, that's, like, admirable.
And, like, the new phones, I don't like the... I like the white here.
I don't like the white there.
No, you like the black phones?
Because when I'm watching Netflix, it's so much bigger.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
That's nice. But I just like the little thumb thingy. Okay, next question.
I've got one for you. And you have to answer this... And the answer cannot be yourself. Like, genuinely cannot be
Fine,
yourself.
Whatever.
Who is the funniest person you know?
Why did I know you were going to ask that? Funniest person I know?
Mm-hmm. Other than you.
Because I'm pretty funny. Like, my sense of humor is so stupid. Only, like, second funniest person I know.
Using one word, how would you describe yourself?
Didn't even answer.
I know, because
you're okay, funny. Answer. Like.
I didn't even.
Probably, like, I didn't hear. I don't understand what you said. Now I do, and I wish I did.
Oh, here's a good one.
You're not even letting me answer.
A rapid fire.
Okay.
Would you rather win an Olympic medal, an Academy Award, or Nobel Peace Prize? And don't say Academy Award when just because of, like, an imaginary movie or something that you'd make. It has to be other reason other than that.
Okay. See, here's the thing. It's between, I don't care about Olympics. I'm not athletic. Well, actually, I am. I'm good at everything I do. But
Olympic?
Like, Nobel Peace Prize, that's, like, insane.
That's
but
crazy.
That's, like, really good. Like, you're a good person.
Are you a good person?
Yes. But do you remember anybody that's won a Nobel Peace Prize?
Ooh, wait a second. Can you make a good point?
So, like, I want, Nobel Peace Prize. Like, if I win an Academy Award, like, I can go to the, like, pretty little red carpet, wear a nice long dress.
Oh, I have no idea who any of these people are.
Like, they make a difference in the world, but, like, I want to, like.
There's organizations that have won.
Yeah.
European Union. The EU won in 2012. The whole, just EU.
So, like, I'd probably win an Academy Award just because, like, I.
Barack Obama won in 2019. In 2009, not 2019.
Oh, dang. For what?
I don't know.
Didn't Malala win something?
Trying to find.
Or what's his name?
Jimmy Carter. I don't know who that
Nelson
is.
Nelson Mandela.
United Nations won. Just the whole
They're, anyways, I'd probably win an Academy Award just because I like.
Do you want to know how many women are on this list?
Three.
Honestly? Wait. Let me
four.
Go back. Let me go back. Let me start from the beginning and count down. We've got one, two, three. But this is like 2018, 2014, 2011.
That's so sad.
And by the way, there's, like, around 6 to 7 men in between these girls that I'm talking about. Jodie Williams, 1997. It just jumped from 2011 to 1997. And there's so many men here. But I mean, like, is that, are women not good people? Or are we just not winning the awards?
Let's talk about, are women not good people?
Like, are we not good people, or are we just not?
I feel like we're just, we're qualified, we're just overshadowed, I think, sometimes.
The first woman to win was in 1992. Or at least in order.
Are you serious?
1992. Wait, when did Nobel Peace Prizes even start?
They've been around for a really long time, I think, no?
Start.
Like, a really long time.
1901.
Yeah. So, like, I don't want to be part of something like
and
that.
And a woman only won after 91 years. Oh, my goodness. That's
so
crazy.
I'm winning an Academy Award because.
No, you have to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Dude,
now.
Nobody knows who they are.
But you could be a Nobel Peace Prize winner and set the record.
Okay, but, like, if I'm, like, a really good actress, I kind of want
Would you win a Nobel, wait. An Academy Award for acting, or would it be, like, a movie you directed? Wait, is Academy Awards...
Yeah, it's everything.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, I, like, think being a director is cool, but I like having attention on me, so I want to be... That's what I did. That's what I did. In grade 10, we did director's rounds, which is, like, you act in two scenes, you direct one, and we did, like, three different scenes, and I chose to self-direct... And so I was in the thing because, like, I like being there. I like being involved. And I like having control. And my scenes was one of the best ones ever. And I got so many compliments from people in other classes.
You didn't show me it.
Because we... Nope.
Yeah. I want to see it. You've showed me a couple of yours.
This is the one where I was a construction worker.
I have not seen this one. And I need to see it now. Just starting with that you were a construction worker. I need to see that.
But it was... Yeah. It was, like, a religious comedy. Not, like, religious, but it's, like, you know the Tower of Babel?
No.
You'll see. You'll understand.
You're gonna show me?
No!
Yeah, you're ready here, guys. Anna's gonna show me her Tower of Babel construction site worker.
Okay, I have a really deep question I got from the website.
Okay.
Do you use a selfie stick?
You know what? I have one.
No!
I got it. You know, I can tell you the exact day I got it and who I got it from, where I was, and what it was for. Okay, so I was coming back from my confirmation, I think.
Ooh!
It was my confirmation, and I wanted to...
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And I wanted to go to Williams, like, the cafe, for dinner. And I was like, let's go to Williams. Because they had like, the froyo or whatever, so you can make your own thing. And I was like, yes, mine. Like, please. And so, spoiler alert on that, the Williams we went to was not the right one. They didn't have the ice cream, so it was fine. But, so we got there, and my uncle gifted me a stick. It was a neon pink. I've never used it because I think I lost the battery or the charger to connect it. But it has, like, it's really cool. So it's got the button at the bottom so you can take the photo. But then if you have, like, one of those cameras that you can only take on the back of your camera and so you can't see your face, it's got, like, a little mirror. So you flip it like this and you're, like, holding it and you, like, smile. And you can, like, see yourself when you're taking the photo.
You need to, like, figure that out, because we could take so many cool pictures with that.
It's cool.
And if we do, like, the fish, what is it,
the
fish,
fish
eyes? Yeah.
The fish ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, that actually brings me back to the makerspace at the library. So, I actually did go talk to this guy. If you guys know the library at Laurier, we have a room that is dedicated to crafts and making things and learning things. So, there's a guy there named Darren. I think that's his name, Darren with one R, I know that. And he teaches everybody how to, like, 3D print, knit, and sew, and I think he's got a typewriter, and he does a bunch of photography classes as well. So we're gonna go with our friend Sadie, and we're gonna learn how to use the fish lens. Because he has an Instagram workshop on how to take aesthetic photos, and, like, how to edit them and everything. It's called Got to Gram or something like that. It's so cool. He's such a nice guy. So anybody who's at the library, go just pop in and say hi, because he's so nice and he does a lot of stuff there and he would be down to do any crafts with you.
Yeah. That's the best promotion I've heard in my life.
Yeah, it was really fun meeting him. And I think Sadie liked him too, and Ishan did too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'll take Anna and we'll talk about it next time. Maybe. Okay. What other questions did you have?
Okay.
What's your dream job? What's your dream career, area?
I want to do something with film. Film, or just, like, I want to do stuff where I'm working with people, and I talk to people, and I just, like, something creative. So I like being with people, and I like doing creative stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how business, we'll see.
I mean, like, you could do, like...
I was thinking, like, in, like, the film industry, the entertainment industry, I could, like,
just
do that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
business and film are pretty, I mean,
you could
film
do it.
Is a business, it's an industry.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
So.
I like working with different kinds of media,
yeah.
And, like, that kind of stuff, and, like, acting.
You could also do, like, I know you wouldn't like those, but, like, the budgets for each, like, thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, makeup gets this much, and the actors, you know. You get that much, because, like, that you have to really think about.
I'm gonna be honest,
everything.
How am I supposed to do budgets? You see how we do the cash budgets in class, please. I cannot do that after our second accounting midterm. No way am I doing anything with money. I am not qualified to as of right now.
Yes.
But I'm studying and I've understood my mistakes and I'm working
good.
Yeah, I read the textbook, I do my work, and you will see me, hopefully not retaking the course in this
summer. I might be, I just might feel like it, because of my grades.
But, like, here's the thing, like, it's difficult, but, like, some of it's enjoyable. Like, it was enjoyable up until chapter 4. No, past chapter 4, it's like, oh, I like doing the silly little T-charts, I like organizing
journal
entries, I like journal entries.
But now it's, like, really hard calculations. Before it was just like, oh.
They're not hard. They're just time-consuming. You have to think about it.
But, yeah, we don't have the formulas and, like, the ways to do it, like, written out. It's just kind of, like, oh, you do this to this.
Yeah.
And then, like, we have to figure that out.
Yeah,
we'll
figure it out as we go. Yeah. Okay, last question to end off this
episode. Ooh, make it a good one.
Do you believe in forever friends?
Forever friends? Is this, okay, is this, like, I need a little bit more context in what you want to consider this. Is this people that you can go years without seeing and then, like, instantly, like, hang out with them and, like, act as if nothing's changed? Because I've got a couple of those,
mm-hmm.
but then I've got, like, people that, like, I talk to constantly,
mm-hmm.
and that's different, you know?
I just mean, like, if you make a friend now, they will be your friend when you're, like, 60 years old.
If you're my friend, you're going to be my friend forever. Like, that's a thing, unfortunately, with me, is that once I actually, like people, it's really hard for me to stop liking them, which is why, like, So when, like, I, like, lose friends or, like, fade away, it's usually because, like, they stop talking to me,
mm-hmm.
which is so sad.
No,
but
I'm exact same, too.
It's, like, once I like you, you're, unfortunately, gonna be my friend forever. Like, that's the thing, is that most of the people, if I talk to them after years, it doesn't feel different to me. Like, I talk to them the same way. It doesn't feel weird. Maybe I have to catch up with them a little bit more, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, like, what's going on? But other than that, like, I'm the exact same as I would have been, like,
mm-hmm.
years ago. But yeah, I believe in them. What about you?
No.
Oh! Okay.
I'm the complete opposite. As much as I want to believe in it, I think, like, the people that we meet are just meant to, like, teach us things. And, like, they're
okay,
there for,
we'll
like
that. Yeah.
As we're learning, like, lessons. Because I've had friends for 10 plus years, and then I went to university, and just not anymore. And, like, people, like, in elementary
yeah.
school and high school, like, I don't talk to them anymore. So I think, like, a lot of people I meet, as sad as it is, like, it's just for the amount of time that I'm here. And then I'll move on. And then I make new friends. And then when I move on somewhere else in life, I'll make new friends.
I hope you're not referring to me.
No, no.
Anna.
Like, I have, like, okay, I have, like, two best friends. One of them I, like, grew up with in my neighborhood, and, like, we took, like, a break from talking to each other, but then we just clicked like that. Like, it's,
yeah.
like, one of
yeah.
those friends. And then my other friend right now, she's in Ryerson, and we're not talking that much, but, like, she's
yeah.
always gonna, like,
yeah,
we
exactly.
catch up. But, like, just, like...
That's a forever friend, though. Like, those are forever friends. Is that if you can, like, go... A distance or like a length of time without talking and then instantly just
yeah but I feel like
again.
At some point you'll just outgrow each other.
I mean yeah but like friends are supposed to go different like careers and like different
ways. Not that I just mean like mentally
mindset
just like just perspective on life
yeah if you don't
like as you're
person,
especially
that's
now
different.
Like this age because like you're still like growing and like you're finding your own beliefs
yeah.
and like whatever like people will disagree with you And, yeah, I just believe that, like, there's a lot of people I met, and I was like, I have a lot of fun, and then just move on with your life and find a new set of people. Like, I think, like, I used to tell people in high school, like, I was like, yeah, we'll be friends, but we're not going to talk after high school. Like,
that was kind of the thing.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Like, even in elementary school, like, okay, I have, like, the best, like, great friends from elementary school and, like, high school. Like, whenever I go back home, like, we will talk, we will, like, go out of our way and hang out, but, like, I don't know how long that'll last.
Yeah.
Like, I figured out when I, like, get married, have kids, I'm not gonna have any friends.
Oh!
Like...
That's the thing, it's, like, some
do
parents,
our parents have friends?
That's what I'm saying,
like,
is that, like, I don't, like, my mom has friends, but my dad has, like, a couple people.
My dad
like,
has coworkers and family. Like, I don't know any friends my dad has.
Your dad needs to make a friend.
I know. I tell my parents, I'm like, find a hobby. Do
yeah.
something. Like, my mom, like, I have, like, my godmother, she's, like, friends with her, and, like, just there. Like, my dad and my mom, they have, like, the same friends.
Yeah.
Basically, it's, like, family friends, right? But, like, other than that, like, because that's just because she's known her since, like, elementary school. And they came to, like, Canada around the same time. But, like, that's difficult, making friends when you're an adult.
Yeah.
So, like, we gotta make them all now.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, this is the time to be making friends and hopefully keeping them.
Oh, my god.
Because we're not gonna make friends when we're older.
We could. could, but it's, like, very difficult.
It's harder, because there's no situations that you're putting yourself in where you're making friends that aren't coworkers or people that are doing, like, projects with you.
Yeah.
You could make friends if you were in film, because projects end and then they go separate ways, and then you could be friends, like, that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you work with people, it's really hard to separate that from, you know, you can't rant about how much you hate work or something like that. That's what you say for your uni friends and your high school friends.
Yeah, so I don't really, like, I think everything is just temporary. I don't think anything, like, lasts. Sorry.
Dang.
That's
a sad note to end this.
That's just, like, my, like, philosophy. That's
just
my experience.
Hopefully that changes everybody. Hopefully Anna's perspective changes.
Yeah.
We stay for everything.
Well, see, I'm just 18. I still have, like, I'm developing, like, my opinions and my view on life. So, like, whatever I'm saying now, I'm literally might be,
yeah,
like, complete opposite in, like, months. I'm not as sad as I sound, I promise. Well, no. I'm good. Okay, well,
That was a weird episode. Just all over the place.
It literally was not
genetics,
all over the place. Like,
we talked about how we look.
We talked about three different things.
What did we talk about? Wait, I can't remember.
I can't either. Well, okay, that's the end of the episode.
We'll see you
Thank
guys
you for listening.
Next
week. Woo! Okay, have a good one. Bye.